Bowen, momentum is the strength of Trump's Gaza plan, but lack of detail is its weakness. Trump peace plan ignores interests of Palestinian people, Hamas official tells BBC. For Netanyahu, avoiding a peace deal may now be worse than agreeing one. Italy PM tells Gaza aid flotilla to stop or risk preventing peace. European leaders meet in high-security Danish summit after drone disruption. No more scribbling. Indian court tells doctors to fix their handwriting. Flights in Afghanistan grounded after internet shutdown. U.S. cities should be military training grounds, Trump tells generals. Entire Ukrainian family killed in Russian drone strike, officials say. South Africa's top diplomat in France found dead near Paris hotel. Three dead, dozens trapped after Indonesian school collapses on students. U.S. deporting 120 Iranians after deal struck with Tehran. Iran says U.S. shutdown looms after Trump and Democrats end meeting without a deal. Russian mum and children found living in Indian cave return home. Madagascar police fire tear gas as president fails to placate protesters. Family anger after police reviewing 1970 beach abduction didn't contact witnesses. Former aide to far-right German politician jailed for spying for China. Afghan women lose their last hope as Taliban shut down internet. The online blunder that led a BBC team to unmask Europe-wide dogfighting network. What we know about Michigan church shooting and arson attack, Giorgio Armani's final designs unveiled at star-studded fashion show, in pictures. The Indian superstar whose political rally turned fatal for dozens. Hegseth rails against beardos and woke in gathering of U.S. generals. Unpicking Trump's Gaza peace plan map. Watch. What do Gazans and Israelis think of Trump's plan? Watch. Trump and Netanyahu outline peace plan to end war in Gaza. Torrential weather hits Valencia region year after deadly floods. Watch. World's highest bridge opens in China. Oil takes a breather with OPEC plus output hike. U.S. government shutdown in focus. Gold hits record high near $3,900 aughts as U.S. government shutdown begins. New York AG James sues Homeland Security for nearly $34 million over transit funding freeze. Oil prices steady after sharp losses. Traders weigh U.S. stock draw, OPEC plus supply. New Zealand government to back energy firms' critical infrastructure investments. USDA migrates data archive to new website. Dropping Cornell's Mann Library, oil settles lower as investors brace for possible OPEC plus output hike. U.S. oil futures rise from settlement lows as API shows fall in crude stocks. White House restores board overseeing claims for sick nuclear workers. U.S. government takes 5% stake in lithium. America's in joint venture with GM. Spotify founder Daniel Ek's next act. Long bets in European defense, health, NBC Universal. YouTube TV Inc. short-term deal to avert programming blackout. JPMorgan Chase to launch DIY investment service in UK next year. Report. NVIDIA's $100 billion OpenAI investment raises bubble concerns, says. Anderson BHP shares fall on report of China blocking iron ore shipments. BHP earmarks $555 million to boost copper production in South Australia. BlackRock's GIP nears $38 billion deal to acquire AES Corp. Shares surge. FT Asia stocks buoyed by tech gains. Japan slips on rate hike worries. BlackRock's GIP nears $38 billion takeover of utility group. AES, FT reports. India's manufacturing sector expansion slows in September. Asia draws $100 billion capital as investors diversify beyond U.S., Goldman executive says. Indonesian exports in August grow at slowest pace in 4 months. Indonesia's inflation rate rises to 2.65% in September. Above forecast, South Korea exports beat forecasts as AI drives chip sales to record. UK's Institute of Directors reports record low business morale. U.S. government funding bill falling short of votes to pass in Senate. Voting continues. Factbox. How a U.S. government shutdown would affect USDA data, nutrition programs, and operations.